Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter. And we're celebrating the Paschal Mystery. And the Paschal Mystery is the death and resurrection of Christ and our involvement in it. So it's not just admiring and remembering what Jesus did, but it's also asking the question on a daily basis, what does that have to do with me? In what way am I involved in this mystery? What does this mystery, how does this in some way alter my existence? And so it's about the death and the resurrection. And for us humans, things happen sequentially. This happens, and then as a result of that, this happens, and then this happens, one thing after another. But in God, for whom there is no time, everything happens simultaneously. So Jesus is revealing two things by his death and resurrection. The first thing he's revealing is something about God, who God is. And then the second thing is he's revealing us to ourselves, who we are in our true nature as designed by God. So we say here often that in the Trinity, the three persons are dying for each other. So this dying, this self-offering, this almost liturgical self-gift is constantly for all eternity going on. But at the same time that each of the persons is dying, the other two are rising and giving themselves back so that it's not sequential. It happens simultaneously and has for all eternity, the giving and the receiving, the dying and the rising. They happen absolutely at the same time. So while it helps for us humans to think sequentially, like today he dies, tomorrow he rises, but in fact, for God, it's all one moment. All time is now. So there is no death without the resurrection. They happen simultaneously. So that's kind of instructive for us because the power that Jesus gave us over death is precisely the resurrection. There's nothing all that unique about Jesus' death. People had been dying since Adam and Eve. And even though there was a great injustice done here and a trumped-up trial and he was innocent but executed nonetheless, he's not unique in that either. I mean, that happens to this day. People who are innocent go to the gas chamber. Injustice happens, death happens. Nothing really unique about that, but the resurrection makes Jesus' death unique because no one ever before had risen from the dead. And now the Father and the Spirit raised Jesus from the dead in a simultaneous motion with his death. So that tells us something about God. What does it tell us about us? That if we are true to our nature, if we are indeed created in the image and likeness of God, then our true nature has to do with giving also. That what the world teaches us about taking and grabbing and hoarding and guarding is all false. Jesus says, I have come to testify to the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is that we were created as givers, not as takers. And the only way to receive wholeheartedly and fully is to give simultaneously. And so we learn how to trust in that. And with stops and starts and we fail many times, we call that sin. But ultimately, Jesus has revealed to us our true, authentic nature as humans. The only way to be fully human is to be self-sacrificing. Now, as Jesus hangs upon the cross in death, the soldier comes and pierces his side with a lance, and blood and water flow out. And the scriptures and the theologians of the church for 2,000 years have told us the water is baptism and the blood is Eucharist. This is the birth, you might say, of the sacramental life of the church, that we are initiated into Christ's death and resurrection through baptism. And it's a dying. It's a putting our back to the world we had known before, putting our back to the life we had known before, so that we can resurrect to something absolutely new and divine. We're letting go of the human in us so that we can take on the divine in us. And then Eucharist renews that over and over again, remembering his death and incorporating our death into his, allowing his death to sprinkle us with that sacrificial blood, the blood of the Lamb. You know, he's the Lamb of God. And the blood that flows from his side is Eucharist for our salvation. So, again, we're celebrating the Paschal Mystery. But every Sunday is Paschal Mystery Day. There's really nothing all that unique about what we're doing here these 3 days, because every Sunday celebrates this same mystery, the dying and rising pattern of all life as it is lived out in the death and resurrection of Christ, and as it incorporates us and involves us in that mystery ourselves. That we celebrate that every Sunday. But wonderfully, we have these 3 days where we delve into that mystery a little more deeply. And we let it wash over us in a particular way. And we celebrate it with words. We have these wonderful scripture passages that tell the story, that remind us of who Christ is and who we are. But in the end, we're just dumbstruck. We're speechless. It's a mystery, and all we can do is worship it in awe and in silence. Now, ritual actions help with those things, and it's a very important part of our Catholic life that we ritualize these things. It makes them come more fully apparent to us. And normally at this time, on Good Friday, we would put the cross here and we would come up and kiss it or touch it or genuflect before it. But because of the pandemic, we're being a little more careful, and so we're just going to put the cross there, and then we're going to kneel before it in silent prayer and in adoration for a couple of minutes.